At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
This is Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi. Here now, Tony Bruschi.
There is a sickness in this story that is hard to overstate. And it's not new, it's just evolved. Ghislaine Maxwell was supposed to be the cautionary tale. The moment when the system finally proved that power, privilege, and predation could no longer hide behind money or connections, right? Instead, she's become proof that they still can. Maxwell, convicted in 2021 for ass trafficking minors for Jeffrey Epstein, was sentenced to 20 years in prison. That should have been the end of it. Justice served. Case closed. But here we are, 4 years later, looking at allegations that make it sound like Ghislaine Maxwell isn't living in a prison at all, but in a spa with fences. According to a federal whistleblower detailed in a congressional letter led by Representative Jamie Raskin, Maxwell's life behind bars at federal prison camp Bryan in Texas looks nothing like punishment. Allegedly, she's getting custom-delivered meals, private after-hour exercise sessions, unmonitored computer access, and unbelievably, help from a warden himself to draft a sentence commutation request directly to President Donald Trump, and she gets a puppy. I'm not making it up. And yes, the same woman who helped traffic underage girls for a global network of predators is allegedly writing a personal plea for mercy, not from a place of suffering, but from comfort. And if that weren't enough to make you choke on the hypocrisy, there's this. Ghislaine Maxwell, convicted trafficker, has been allowed to care for and train a puppy as part of a federal prison program. Let that one sink in. While survivors of her crimes live every day haunted by the memories of what she helped orchestrate, the manipulation, the grooming, the night stolen from them, she's out there in a grassy yard tossing a ball to a Labrador puppy, smiling for the cameras like she's in a redemption arc. That image alone, the predator with the puppy, might be the most grotesque representation of misplaced compassion in modern criminal justice. Because this woman is not a symbol of rehabilitation. She's the embodiment of what happens when accountability gets lost in translation between power and punishment. Federal prison camp Bryan isn't supposed to house people like Maxwell at all. In fact, it's a minimum security facility designed for low-risk, nonviolent offenders not convicted of S offenses. The Bureau of Prisons' own policies prohibit that kind of placement. Yet, somehow, magically, I don't know how, Maxwell was transferred there from Florida earlier this year. And that transfer, according to the whistleblower, came after a private two-day meeting with Deputy Attorney General Todd Blanche, who just happens to have been President Trump's personal attorney before joining the administration. What a weird coincidence that is. During that meeting, Maxwell reportedly discussed names. Epstein. Connected individuals whose power and influence still hover like ghosts over this entire saga. Then, as if on cue, she lands in one of the softest facilities in the federal system, her days allegedly filled with gourmet food, private workouts, computer access, and now a puppy to play with. You can't make this up. This is the same woman who facilitated the S-abusive minors, who recruited teenage girls under false pretenses, who normalized their trauma to make them easier to control. And somehow, this system thought it appropriate to hand her a dog, a symbol of innocence, trust, and unconditional love, while the woman she helped destroy spend their lives learning to trust anyone again. It is beyond tone deaf. It is obscene. And yes, it may make you have to rethink the folks you've supported. It may make you have to go, maybe that was a bad choice. Yeah. Feel it. Go down that path. It was. And this is where the outrage stops being abstract and starts being personal, because this is not just about Ghislaine Maxwell. It's about whether justice in America actually means anything when you're rich, connected, or dangerous enough to embarrass the wrong people. Let's talk about the letter from Congress. It asked the Department of Justice three very simple questions. Did the White House or anyone in the administration discuss commutation or clemency for Ghislaine Maxwell? Was her transfer to a minimum security facility approved or influenced by someone at the top? Has she or anyone representing her provided information to government officials in exchange for leniency? Those questions exist because lawmakers see the pattern. First, the private meeting with a top justice official. Then the transfer. Then the perks. Then the alleged clemency prep with help from a warden. It's not a coincidence, it's choreography. And now the American public is watching the story unfold, and it kind of feels like deja vu because we've seen this before. Jeffrey Epstein got a sweetheart deal back in 2008. He avoided real punishment because people with power protected him, and when that protection finally ran out, he conveniently died before naming names. Now look, yes, there's plenty of people who have protected these people, and every single one of them should go down. I don't care if you're Democrat, Republican, I don't care if you're a former president, a current president, a wannabe president, this or that. I don't care. If you protected these people, are actively protecting these people, have anything to do with these people, you shall go down. Problem is, it appears there's a lot of people still in power that don't want to go down because, well, they might be somewhat involved. Now his partner in crime, the woman who helped him destroy lives, Epstein's partner in crime, appears to be living comfortably while preparing a plea for mercy from the very government that claims to be cracking down on predators. President Trump has repeatedly said he wants to expose the evil behind child exploitation. He's promised to be tough on traffickers. He's spoken passionately about protecting children from predators and holding the guilty accountable. Good. Then do it. This is where words meet action. Because if these allegations are true, then a convicted child trafficker, a woman who made a career of enabling the worst crimes imaginable, is being treated better than the women she helped victimize. And guess what, mister? We're going to take down predators and drain the swamp and all that shit. It's all happening on your watch, whether you want to admit it or not, and whether you want to admit you voted for him or not. It's your turn. You can't always go back to go, well, what did Biden do? What did Obama do? What did Bush do? What did Clinton do? Clearly not enough. So if you want to be the savior of the world and you want to do the right thing, it's your turn. You can't keep going back and saying, well, the ones before me didn't do anything, so I'm not going to do anything now either. At least that's the excuse that I see all too often online with supporters. Yeah, you're right. In the past, and I'm here to scream. I think most people are here to scream too. They should have. There's blood on their hands too. But it's your turn. And you hold the power now. So fucking do something. This is a moment where every speech about justice, every promise to defend the innocent, every claim to drain the swamp of corruption and privilege is put to the test, because this story isn't just about Ghislaine Maxwell getting a puppy. It's about the message that it sends, that even the worst among us can still buy comfort if they have the right connections. And right now it appears that's what you're exactly what you're enabling. So, Mr. President, it's time to prove the system still has a pulse. If you really meant what you said, and a lot of people very much question that, but here's your chance to stand up. This could be your shining moment. This could be the one you get a lot of people rallying around you going, okay, he is doing something. This could be a moment if you really meant what you said, that child predators deserve the harshest punishment, then end this farce right now. Order an immediate investigation into Maxwell's transfer and her alleged privileges. Hold the Bureau of Prisons accountable for every decision that put her there if they had something to do with it. Although I think you're going to find the answer lies elsewhere. Make it crystal clear that this administration will not reward sex traffickers with comfort, companionship, and mercy. Because if Ghislaine Maxwell is living like this, it's not rehabilitation. It's reputation management. It's image control for a system terrified of what she might still know. And we all know that's what's happening. And that's what it, that's what this feels like, doesn't it? Protection, quiet, bureaucratic protection for someone who could burn a lot of people down if she decided to talk. Maxwell's entire life has been transactional. Access for silence, favors for information. That's how she survived. Epstein's downfall, that's how she maneuvered through elite circles while standing knee-deep in evil. And now behind bars, she might be doing it again. Trading secrets for comfort. Trading silence for leniency. Trading her 20-year sentence for the illusion of good behavior and a dog to pet. The Bureau of Prisons won't comment, the DOJ won't clarify, and the survivors, they get to watch all this unfold from the outside, wondering if justice ever existed in the first place. Imagine what this looks like to them. They testified. They relived the worst moments of their lives to make sure Ghislaine Maxwell faced accountability. They sat in that courtroom trembling, staring at the woman who smiled back at them as if none of it mattered. And now they read headlines about her living in comfort, playing with a puppy, maybe even angling for a presidential commutation. How do you explain that to a survivor? That the person who trafficked them gets to rehabilitate her image while they're still in therapy for the rest of their lives? You can't. There's no version of morality where this makes sense. And this is the deeper sickness. Our justice system isn't designed to punish the powerful. It's designed to protect them. Epstein proved it. Maxwell's proving it again. Every time someone like her finds comfort inside a place that's supposed to deliver accountability, it reinforces the same truth. The rich and connected don't serve time. They serve optics. And the optics here are horrific. A convicted sex trafficker in a minimum security camp, being allowed to care for a dog, enjoying privileges, preparing a plea for mercy, and doing it all under the watch of an administration that claims to be tough on exactly this kind of crime. It's not about left or right. It's about right or wrong. It's about a justice system that treats monsters with manners. It's about a country that talks about protecting children while letting their abusers rewrite the narrative from behind a fence lined with flowers instead of barbed wire. This shouldn't even be a debate. There should be universal disgust. Every political leader, every prosecutor, every American who's ever cared about fairness should be demanding answers. And if you're not, you are a predator. But there's not a lot of noise, is there? There's a reason for that. Because when a story like this touches power, people go quiet. Well, silence is complicity here. So, Mr. President, if you truly meant what you said about rooting out this evil, then show it. Not a press conference, not a campaign speech, in action. And pretending you don't know who they are, well, that just shows what a pussy you are to take any sort of action against this bitch. Am I speaking your language? If Maxwell is being treated like a guest instead of a convict, end it. If anyone in your administration facilitated this, fire them. And if she's sent that clemency request, reject it publicly. Make it known that your America, in your America, There's no forgiveness for child traffickers. I don't see why that's a bridge too far. Because anything less than that, anything that looks like indulgence, leniency, or comfort, makes the justice system complicit all over again. We've already lost Epstein to suicide. That left more questions than answers. If Maxwell is now being protected in a different way, through comfort, through access, through soft treatment, then it's just another cover-up with a prettier face. The difference is this one's happening in plain sight. And the image, it sums it up. Ghislaine Maxwell, convicted sex trafficker, tossing a ball to a puppy while her victims fight to rebuild their lives. It should be burned into the consciousness of this country. Because it's not just wrong, it's a stain. So, Mr. President, fix it. Because justice isn't justice when the guilty are comfortable, and redemption doesn't come with a leash and a Labrador. Your thoughts in the comments section on YouTube. Please share this if you are outraged. And press subscribe. There's a lot more we're digging into here. And the truth will come out.
Want more on this case and others? Then press subscribe now. And don't miss a moment of true crime coverage from Tony Bruschi and the Hidden Killers podcast.
Extra Value Meals are back. For just $5, get a savory and sweet sausage, egg, and cheese McGriddles, plus hash browns and a coffee. Only at McDonald's.
For limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. Prices may be higher in Hawaii, Alaska, and California, and for delivery.